Well, good morning. It is October 30th, 2021, and welcome once again to our daily Bible reading. Today we are going to be continuing through the book of 2 Kings. We're going to be reading two chapters, chapters 11 and 12. 11 is very short, so that's why we're doing two. 2 Kings 11 and 12, 2 Timothy chapter 2, Hosea chapter 3 and 4, and then continuing through Psalm 119. Verses 121 to 144. So let's get in the Bible today. 2 Kings chapter 11. Now, when Athaliah, the mother of Ahaziah, saw that her son was dead, she arose and destroyed all of the royal family. But Jehosheba, the daughter of King Joram, sister of Ahaziah, took Joash, the son of Ahaziah, and stole him away from among the king's sons, who were being put to death. And she put him and his nurse in a bedroom, and thus they hid him from Athaliah, so that he was not put to death. And he remained with her 6 years, hidden in the house of the Lord, while Athaliah reigned over the land. But in the seventh year of Jehoiada sent and brought the captains of the Karaites and of the guards, and had them come to him in the house of the Lord. And he made a covenant with them, and put them under oath in the house of the Lord. And he showed them the king's son. And he commanded them, "This is the thing that you shall do. One third of you, those who come off duty on the Sabbath and guard the king's house, another third being at the gate Shur, and a gate, and a third at the gate behind the guards, shall guard the palace. And the two divisions of you, which come on duty in force on the Sabbath and guard the house of the Lord on behalf of the king, shall surround the king, each with his weapons in his hand. And whoever approaches the ranks is to be put to death. Be with the king when he goes out and when he comes in." And the captains did according to all that Jehoiada the priest commanded. And they each brought his men who were to go off duty on the Sabbath with those who were to come on duty on the Sabbath, and came to Jehoiada the priest. And the priest gave to the captains the spears and the shields that had been King David's, which were in the house of the Lord. And the guards stood, every man with his weapon in his hand, from the south side of the house to the north side of the house, around the altar and the house on behalf of the king. And then he brought out the king's son and put the crown on him and gave him a testimony. And they proclaimed him king and anointed him. And they clapped their hands and said, "Long live the king." And when Athaliah heard the noise of the guard and of the people, she went into the house of the Lord to the people. And when she looked, there was the king standing by the pillar according to the custom, and the captains and the trumpeters beside the king, and all the people of the land rejoicing and blowing trumpets. And Athaliah tore her clothes and cried, "Treason! Treason!" And then Jehoiada the priest commanded the captains who were set over the army, "Bring her out between the ranks and put her to death with the sword, anyone who follows her." For the priest said, "Let her not be put to death in the house of the Lord." And so they laid hands on her, and she went through the horse's entrance to the king's house, and there she was put to death. And Jehoiada made a covenant between the Lord and the king and the people, that they should be the Lord's people, and also between the king and the people. And then all the people of the land went to the house of Baal and tore it down. His altars and his images they broke in pieces, and they killed Matan, the priest of Baal, before the altar. And the priest posted watchmen over the house of the Lord, and he took the captains, the Karaites, the guards, and all the people of the land, and they brought the king down from the house of the Lord, marching through the gate of the guards to the king's house. And he took his seat on the throne of the kings. And so all the people of the land rejoiced, and the city was quiet after Athaliah had been put to death with the sword at the king's house. Jehoash was 7 years old when he began to reign. In the eighth year of Jehoash began to reign, and he reigned 40 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name was Zibiah of Beersheba, and Jehoash did what was right in the eyes of the Lord all his days, because Jehoiada the priest instructed him. Nevertheless, the high places were not taken away, and the people continued to sacrifice and made offerings on the high places. And Jehoash said to the priests, "All the money of the holy things that is brought into the house of the Lord, the money for which each man is assessed, the money from the assessment of persons, and the monies that a man's heart prompts him to bring into the house of the Lord, let the priest take each from his donor, and let them repair the house wherever any need of repairs is discovered." But by the 23rd year of King Jehoash, the priests had made no repairs on the house, and therefore King Jehoash summoned Jehoiada the priest and the other priests, and said to them, "Why are you not repairing the house? Now, therefore, take no more money from your donors, but hand it over to the repairs of the house, for the repairs of the house." And so the priests agreed that they should take no more money from the people, and that they should not repair the house. And then Jehoiada the priest took a chest and bore a hole in the lid of it, and set it beside the altar on the right, as one entered the house of the Lord. And the priest who guarded the threshold put in all the money that was brought into the house of the Lord. And whenever they saw that there was much money in the chest, the king's secretary and the high priest came up, and they begged and counted the money that was found in the house of the Lord. And then they would give the money that was weighed out into the hands of the workmen who had the oversight of the house of the Lord, and they paid it out to the carpenters and the builders who worked on the house of the Lord, and to the masons and the stonecutters, as well as to buy timber and quarried stone for making repairs on the house of the Lord, and for any outlay for the repairs of the house. But there were not made for the house of the Lord basins of silver, snuffers, bowls, trumpets, or any vessels of gold or of silver from the money that was brought into the house of the Lord, for that was given to the workmen who were repairing the house of the Lord with it. And they did not ask an accounting for the men into whose hand they were delivered the money to pay out the workmen, for they dealt honestly. And the money from the guilt offering and the money from the sin offering was not brought into the house of the Lord. It belonged to the priests. And at the time, Hazael, king of Syria, went up and fought against Gath and took it. But when Hazael set his face to go up against Jerusalem, Jehoash, king of Judah, took all the sacred gifts that Jehoshaphat and Jehoram and Ahaziah his father, the kings of Judah, had dedicated, and his own sacred gifts, and all the gold that was found in the treasuries of the house of the Lord and of the king's house, and sent these to Hazael, king of Syria. And then Hazael went away from Jerusalem. Now the rest of the acts of Joash and all that he did, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the kings of Judah? His servants arose and made a conspiracy and struck down Joash in the house of Milo on the way that goes down to Silla. And it was Jazachar, the son of Shimeth, and Jehozabad, the son of Shomer, his servants, who struck him down so that he died. And they buried him with his fathers in the city of David. And Ahimaaz, his son, reigned in his place. That was 2 Kings chapter 11 and 12. Let's move on over to the New Testament. We'll read 2 Timothy chapter 2. 2 Timothy chapter 2. "You then, my child, be strengthened by the grace that is in Christ Jesus. Then what you have heard from me in the presence of many witnesses, entrust to faithful men who will be able to teach others also. Share in suffering as a good soldier of Christ Jesus. No soldier gets entangled in civilian pursuits, since his aim is to please the one who enlisted him. An athlete is not crowned unless he competes according to the rules, and it is hard-working farmer who ought to have the first share of the crops. Think over what I say, for the Lord will give you understanding in everything. Remember Jesus Christ, risen from the dead, the offspring of David, as preached in my gospel, for which I am suffering, bound with chains as a criminal. But the word of God is not bound, and therefore I endure everything for the sake of the elect, that they may obtain the salvation that is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory. The saying is trustworthy, for if we have died with him, we will also live with him. If we endure, we will also reign with him. If we deny him, he will also deny us. If we are faithless, he remains faithful, for he cannot deny himself. Remind them of these things and charge them before God not to quarrel about words, which does no good, but only ruins the hearers. Do your best to present yourself to God as one approved, a worker who has no need to be ashamed, rightly handling the word of truth. But avoid irreverent babble, for it will lead people into more and more ungodliness, and their talk will spread like gangrene. Among them are Hymenaeus and Philetus, who have swerved from the truth, saying that the resurrection has already happened. They are upsetting the faith of some, but God's firm foundation stands, bearing this seal: the Lord knows those who are his. And let everyone who names the name of the Lord depart from iniquity. Now in a great house there are not only vessels of gold and silver, but also of wood and clay, some for honorable use, some for dishonorable. And therefore, if anyone cleanses himself from what is dishonorable, he will be a vessel for honorable use, set apart as holy, useful to the master of the house, ready for every good work. And so flee youthful passions, and pursue righteousness, faith, love, and peace, along with those who call on the Lord from a pure heart. Have nothing to do with foolish, ignorant controversies. You know that they breed quarrels. The Lord's servant must not be quarrelsome, but kind to everyone, able to teach, patiently enduring evil, correcting his opponents with gentleness. And God may perhaps grant them repentance, leading to a knowledge of the truth, and they may come to their senses and escape from the snare of the devil after being captured by him to do his will." That was 2 Timothy chapter 2. Let's move on over to the book of Hosea. We're going to read chapters 3 and 4. Chapters 3 and 4. I mentioned at the beginning that 2 Kings 11 and 12 was shorter. I was actually thinking of Hosea. Chapter 3 is very, very short, as we will see. Hosea chapter 3. And the Lord said to me, "Go again, love a woman who is loved by another man, and is an adulteress, even as the Lord loves the children of Israel. And though they turn to other gods and love cakes of raisins, and so I bought her for 15 shekels of silver, and a homer, and a letek of barley. And I said to her, 'You must dwell as mine for many days. You shall not play the whore, or belong to another man. And so will I also be to you. For the children of Israel shall dwell many days without prince or king, without sacrifice or pillar, without ephod or household gods. And afterward the children of Israel shall return and seek the Lord their God and David their king, and they shall come in fear to the Lord and to his goodness in the latter days.'" Chapter 4, "Hear the word of the Lord, O children of Israel, for the Lord has a controversy with the inhabitants of the land. There is no faithfulness or steadfast love, and no knowledge of God in their land. There is swearing, lying, murder, stealing, and committing adultery. And they break all bonds, and bloodshed follows bloodshed. And therefore the land mourns, and all who dwell in it languish. And also the beasts of the field, and the birds of the heavens, and even the fish of the sea are taken away. And yet let no one contend, and let none accuse. For with you is my contention, O priest. You shall stumble by day, and the prophet also shall stumble with you by night, and I will destroy your mother. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge, because you have rejected knowledge. I reject you from being a priest to me. And since you have forgotten the law of your God, I also will forget your children. And the more they increase, the more they sinned against me, and I will change their glory into shame. And they feed on the sin of my people. They are greedy for their iniquity, and it shall be like people, like priest. I will punish them for their ways, and repay them for their deeds. They shall eat, but not be satisfied. They shall play the whore, but not multiply, because they have forsaken the Lord to cherish whoredom, wine, and new wine, which take away their understanding. My people inquire of a piece of wood, and their walking staff gives them oracles. For a spirit of whoredom has led them astray, and they have left their God to play the whore. They sacrifice on the top of mountaintops, and burn offerings on the hills, under oaks, and poplar, and terebinth, because their shade is good. Therefore their daughters play the whore, and your brides commit adultery. I will not punish your daughters when they play the whore, nor your brides when they commit adultery, for the men themselves go aside with prostitutes, and sacrifice with cult prostitutes, and a people without understanding shall come to ruin. And though you play the whore, O Israel, let not Judah become guilty. Enter not into Gilgal, nor go up to Beth-Aven, and swear not as the Lord lives. Like a stubborn heifer, Israel is stubborn. Can the Lord now feed them like a lamb in a broad pasture? Ephraim is joined to idols, leave them alone. And when their drink is gone, they give themselves to whoring. The rulers dearly love shame. A wind has wrapped them in its wings, and they shall be ashamed because of their sacrifices." That was Hosea chapters 3 and 4. Let's move on over to our final reading today, Psalm 119. We're going to begin in verse 121, and we're going to read through verse 144. Ayin. "I have done what is just and right. Do not leave me to my oppressors. Give your servant a pledge of good, and let not the insolent oppress me. My eyes long for your salvation, for the fulfillment of your righteous promise. Deal with your servant according to your steadfast love, and teach me your statutes. I am your servant. Give me understanding, that I might know your testimonies. It is time for the Lord to act, for your law has been broken. And therefore I love your commandments, above gold, above fine gold. And therefore I consider all your precepts to be right. I hate every false way. Pay. Your testimonies are wonderful, and therefore my soul keeps them. And the unfolding of your words gives light, and imparts understanding to the simple. I open my mouth and pant, because I long for your commandments. Turn to me and be gracious to me, as is your way with those who love your name. Keep steady my steps according to your promise, and let no iniquity get dominion over me. Redeem me from man's oppression, that I might keep your precepts. Make your face shine upon your servant, and teach me your statutes. My eyes shed streams of tears because people do not keep your law. Tzade, righteous are you, O Lord, and right are your rules. You have appointed your testimonies in righteousness and in all faithfulness. My zeal consumes me because my foes forget your words. Your promise is well tried, and your servant loves it. I am small and despised, and yet I do not forget your precepts. Your righteousness is righteous forever, and your law is true. Trouble and anguish have found me out, but your commandments are my delight. Your testimonies are righteous forever. give me understanding, that I might live. Amen. That was our reading today for October 30th, 2021. God bless you, and Lord willing, I'll see you all tomorrow morning, bright and early on the Lord's Day. Stay in the Word today, and again, I'll see you then. Have a great day. Bye now.